Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you hear everybody talk about pandemic, triple-demic, twin-demic, you know, I understand that the media wants to be, shall we say, attention. You know, they want to catch your eye, catch your attention. But the issue we have is we are having multiple strains and multiple things going on. And as a physician, you do need to be aware, and we do need to prep people for this isn't just all about COVID. This isn't just all about pneumonia. And so, yes, what am I seeing? I am seeing COVID. I'm seeing flu. I am seeing RSV. Strep is starting to go down. I'm not seeing as much strep. There was a lot more strep around Thanksgiving. Now, mind you, I am licensed in 12 states. So when I speak to you guys, it's not just in Southern Nevada where I live. I do telemedicine. And so I'm licensed. I see stuff in Wisconsin, Colorado, Mississippi, Alabama, Washington State, Iowa, Arizona, North Dakota, Minnesota. So I'm licensed in multiple states, so I could see, you know, what is coming. And it's interesting that some states are dealing with a lot more of one thing than another. But COVID-19, that's something that, you know, comes year round. When you add that on top of flu, when you add that on top of pneumonia, it does get to be a little concerning. And the big problem I have is we don't have good enough tests for people to test at home. As I've said before, if you do a COVID test and your COVID test is negative, that means nothing to me. If your COVID test is positive at home, it's a good chance you have COVID. It's hard to have a false positive unless you've had COVID for months and you just keep shedding the proteins that trigger the test positive, which is a pain in the butt. But we're seeing more than not false negative cases. And so when somebody is coughing, they have body aches, they have pink eye, they have their fever is waxing and waning. Is that flu? Is that COVID? Is that RSV? So as I've said before, the difference between flu and COVID, sometimes you can't tell. Sometimes it's pretty obvious. So flu, and mind you, this was pre-COVID flu. Flu might be a little attenuated now that it has to compete with COVID. But flu usually is, I got hit with a ton of bricks. I went to work. We had a lunch meeting. Everything was fine. And then at 2:15, I felt like a truck ran over me. People with the flu can give you the time of day that it came on. It hits you that hard. You have high fever. You have a bunch of symptoms within 24 hours. But then it subsides after 5-7 days. As long as you don't get something secondary, like pneumonia, heart attack, stroke, or other things that could come with flu. COVID is different. I started off with a fever or a headache, or I had some chills, or I felt tired. Then I got a sore throat. Then a couple days later, the nose started to run. Then the cough started dry. Then the cough became wet. Then by day 7, my eyes got red. COVID morphs. Oftentimes with COVID, the fever does not go higher than 102.5. You might. There are some cases where it does. But COVID, when somebody said my fever was low grade, that was probably not flu then. Now, if you have been vaccinated for flu, your flu might be different. Your flu might be milder. And so what do we need at home to know what's going on? RSV is another surge. It's a virus that causes severe respiratory illness. Cough, wheezing, difficulty breathing, just like severe flu and severe COVID could do. So while these emergency room visits are rising, people want to know at home what they have. If they're positive for flu, they could get a flu medication, like Tamiflu. If they're positive for COVID, they could get a COVID medication, oftentimes now over the phone, depending on your risk factors and your age. RSV, we don't necessarily have a medication for, but we might offer breathing treatments. And if you're really severe, we might have to admit you to the hospital. But some cases of RSV, a lot of cases of RSV will overcome on their own. But whenever I hear, well, we have a triple-demic and we have, what we really need is testing. And we need accuracy. We also need honesty. When patients go, I'm not testing for COVID because I don't want people to know, or I'm not going to be isolated, I don't have time, or I have a flight in 2 days, so I don't want to know. Okay, that doesn't really help. We know that there have been positive COVID tests, but those are the ones that have been counted. This HV.1 and the BA2.86 are the latest variants. They're causing milder illness, but still can cause hospitalization, can cause death. So we kind of want to know. But Christmas is coming up. People are getting ready to travel. They're going to start traveling next weekend to beat the rush. And it's going to be a very, as it always is, cold weather delays and people sick. And if somebody will not get a refund for their tickets and feels, you know what, by the time I get there, I'll be better, so what's the point? You can assume you're going to be around people who are sick. So how do you protect yourself? If there is flu going around, if there is RSV, if there is COVID, well, we do have vaccines for all of those. But also, you need to make sure you're working on your health now. I have a very busy next few weeks with my son's graduation, with family coming into town, with Christmas, with parties. We got a lot going on. I don't want to be sick. So fluids, vegetables, exercise. If you can get a little bit of sunlight, try to get a little bit of sunlight. Still protect your skin, but try to get a little bit of sunlight. Get good rest. Don't just go and pop vitamin C. Make sure you're eating vegetables and make sure you're eating a balanced diet. And make sure you are aware of your symptoms. If you have diabetes, high blood pressure, asthma, contact your medical provider now in case you need refills. If you're going to be traveling and say, ooh, darn, I thought I had an extra inhaler. Calling them Christmas Eve, you're not going to get, it's a weekend, you're not going to get any refills. You telemedicine might be able to, but so you need to start preparing now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a common question I get asked is, are naps good or bad? If you take a nap, is that bad? If you take a nap, is that good? Well, it depends. You guys are going to hate this answer. It depends why you have to take the nap. I don't mind you taking a nap. If you need a nap, take it. But, and big but, all right? Why do you need to take a nap? Did you get 7 to 9 hours of sleep last night? No. Why not? I don't know. I just wake up in the middle of the night gasping for air. Or I just wake up. My body won't let me sleep through the night. Well, you might have sleep apnea. So if you have sleep apnea, where you're not breathing in your sleep, that could unfortunately be something bad for your health. And so your nap is, you need a nap because you have a condition that can put you at risk for stroke, heart disease, cancer, etc. What about, are you needing a nap because you work shift work? You work the graveyard shift. And so you never get sleep. That's a problem. So, yeah, you might take the nap, and I might say it's okay to take the nap, but I would rather you not need a nap. Are you needing to take a nap because you have congestive heart failure and you can't sleep because you have fluid in the lungs, fluid around the heart, you're just not able to get the oxygenation you need? Are you tired all the time because you're anemic and you need a nap because you've been losing blood because you have a mass in the colon? So, you know, when doctors don't seem to be really excited about naps and you just want a simple answer, can I take a nap or not? And I get that. I understand. You know, I never give you a simple answer either because it's not that simple. We always need to figure out the why. Now, let's say there isn't a medical issue. Let's say you're fine. You sleep well. You do everything you're supposed to. You eat right and you need to sleep. Is taking a nap bad? Why have some doctors say, nope, don't take the nap? Well, what they're worried about is if you really like your nappy poos. Now, you're bored. You don't want to eat. You got nothing to do until you go out that night. So why don't I just sleep? If you take a nap, you might not be able to fall asleep that well. Now, if you answer the question when I ask, can you still sleep or do you need sleep aids if you take a nap? And if somebody says, okay, if I take a nap, I can't sleep, so then I have to take a sleep aid, then I would say to not take the nap. I mean, I want you to fall asleep naturally at night on your own. And what eventually happens, this is what happens with me, is I get tired between 2 and 5 p.m. But by 4:45, 5 p.m., I start getting energy again. And I can't then take a nap. And I'm up. Now, what stinks is I hate being non-productive between 2 and 5 p.m. I can't stand that. I'll try to work out. I'll still try to do some work. If I'm having a good day, because I do suffer from chronic fatigue, apparently 3.3 million of us, according to the CDC, suffers from chronic fatigue. And I think that's even worsened, not only by those of us who have had mono and Epstein-Barr virus, but by those of us who have been exposed to COVID. I think there's even millions more of us that suffer from chronic fatigue. But for me, I'll sometimes have good days, I'll sometimes have bad days, and sometimes I just need a nap. And if I'm going to be unproductive, and I'm going to be forcing myself to stay awake for 3 hours and eat carbs or, you know, try to drink a bunch of coffee, I just don't think that's healthy. And I would rather you guys take a nap. Now, how long is the ideal nap? Well, it's hard to say. Your body will sleep depending on what it needs. If your body isn't getting a chance to repair itself and putting things into memory, you're going to need a longer nap. But for those of us that just need 20 minutes, 30 minutes to regroup, that's fine. So a lot of times our bodies know what it needs. And sleep is necessary for a lot of bodies' responses. And so you have to listen to your body. Now, chronic fatigue is characterized by 6 months of severe exhaustion. And you're tired even if you sleep. So for those of us that sleep 7 to 9 hours, we're still tired the next day. That still could be sleep apnea, where you're not getting enough oxygen in your sleep. It could be that your sleep is not good sleep because the dogs or the cats are bugging you like mine do. But it could also be that you have true chronic fatigue. And chronic fatigue is real. Now, I know there's been a lot of, it's fascinating that I'm very grateful that I don't need medications, but, you know, I have fibromyalgia. I have chronic fatigue. Thank God I don't need medications. Thank God I still work, and I'm still able to do everything I need to do. I don't talk about it a lot. But there are individuals with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia that are very debilitated, and it is debilitating. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia by the doctor that wrote the book. He found tender points on my back. You had to have at least 11, and they're the spots that are very, very tender, sources of inflammation. and trigger point injections go into those spots. But he diagnosed me right away. He goes, you have fibromyalgia. I go, I know I do. I just, you know, I just work through it. And I've been very grateful that I can work through it. I don't label it as a disability. Although to get a job, it's easier now these days to label, you know, your disabilities, because they want to make sure that they aren't discriminated against people who have a disability. But I don't mention it because, again, I could work through it, and I don't want to take any sort of resources that somebody truly disabled has. But I do. I have a chronic fatigue, and I have fibromyalgia. But I feel so blessed that I'm able to function and do what I need to. Now, some people will have brain fog with it. Some people will have pain. And the thing that I'm really concerned about is I'm noticing that after COVID, my fatigue is worse. And I will literally not be able to work. And I'm like, I have got to go to sleep and sleep. And I'll take a nap. Sometimes I'll sleep for 3 hours. Now, it comes in waves, and my husband's really supportive of it. But then, I mean, again, I'm up at 6, and I'm working all the way till midnight. So, you know, that could also be my schedule as well. But it's been worse since COVID. And one of my first signs of COVID is I was really tired. So if you do suffer from any sort of illness or issue, you might notice it worsen. And one study I want to do is for those of you that have borderline blood pressure, did your blood pressure worsen because of COVID? Did your diabetes worsen because of COVID? Did your gout worsen because of COVID? I think a lot of us, it was thrown, COVID caused our issues to accelerate. And I'm telling you right now, memory loss, I'm seeing a lot of my friends, even myself, not have the memory I used to. And that kind of bothers me. We still don't have transparency on what the hell happened with this virus. If it was manipulated prior to being leaked. We have evidence saying it was, and I believe it, but nothing official. And here we are, more strains. The BA2.86, the HV1 strain now circulating. I don't want to keep getting COVID. And I still got COVID despite the vaccine. So all I can tell you to do is if you're tired and you feel like you need to rest, because what you're trying to do to stay awake and keep yourself up, I don't think is healthy. Now, I mean, if you're going to go for a walk, if you're going to go exercise, you know, if you're going to watch a funny movie, oh, okay. But if you're going to eat, if you're going to hit the vape pen, if you're going to be taking caffeine supplements, I don't think that's healthy or safe. I'd rather you do the nap. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we still don't know how to cure chronic fatigue, and a chronic fatigue workup is not completed unless somebody's really looking at one's thyroid, looking at one's anemia, looking at one's Epstein-Barr virus titers, looking at one's depression, anxiety. I mean, if you're really excited and you got something you're really excited to be at, you know, and you're passionate about something, you might have more energy. But if you can't stand work and you're looking at the clock going, oh my gosh, it's only 1:15. I got 3 hours and 45 minutes to go. You might notice you're more tired. And so I want to make sure that there's not misdiagnosis of it. If you tell me you're tired at work, always at 2 p.m. But when I ask you, well, what about on the weekends? What happens at 2 p.m. on the weekends? Oh, I'm good. I'm energetic as can be. Well, then there's something more environmentally related. What if it's mold? What if it's pollution? You know, so you know, I don't want chronic fatigue used as a diagnosis and wielded appropriately. There could be other causes. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home.
With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans are stalling an assistance bill to Ukraine. Speaking to reporters, she urged Congress to approve President Biden's supplemental package that gives aid to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and includes some border security. Former President Trump attending his New York civil fraud trial yesterday. On the way to the courthouse, Trump again saying he has done nothing wrong. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October has been released from custody. Joseph David Emerson's wife, Sarah Stretch, says he never intended to hurt anyone. He was struggling with depression and hadn't slept since taking psychedelic mushrooms 2 days before that flight. He's being charged with 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I still have not finished my holiday shopping. I might do a little bit. I'm probably going to put it off till next week. I got some of it done. But each year I like to give you guys some ideas to save money. The economy is not easy. It never is, but it's kind of worse nowadays because what you thought you could get for $50 is not really that impressive anymore. And so for those of us who have white elephant parties, I have a white elephant party where I'm going, it's, you know, Hanukkah party. Everybody brings a present. And then you, as we discussed earlier in the show, you put all the presents on a table or in a pile, and then somebody gets it. They open it up. If they like it, they keep it. If they don't like it, they could swap it for somebody else or steal theirs. And people can lose their gift, and it's fun. But what I like about that, or Secret Santa, is when you have a whole bunch of people that you need to shop for, it's almost impossible. We're very grateful and blessed to have families, but, you know, when you look at all the kids and the grandkids and the nieces and the nephews, you know, it's overwhelming. And so sometimes the Secret Santa, the white elephant, you know, offers you a little bit of reprieve when it comes to trying to buy presents for everybody. But that doesn't work for everybody. You know, if you meet them all and you all do a white elephant, that's one thing. But when you have family all over the country and you're trying to send gifts, it gets pretty expensive. Now, I love the holiday seasons, but when somebody says they can't stand the holiday seasons, is it because they lost somebody, or is it because it's so damn expensive that whatever they thought they saved and they were going into the new year with, it's probably going to go to gifts? And some of these gifts might not even be appreciated. It's interesting. As a physician, you would get these baskets of goodies from other doctors for the staff to thank them. And, you know, patients would do that. And these baskets started to get pretty expensive. Hundreds of dollars of baskets. But they all had the same thing. And I wanted to give an office, the one that I would go to for my medical care, I wanted to get everything for the staff. And I walked in there and I saw all the baskets. And I'm like, if I had brought a basket and I spent a few hundred dollars on it, it would have just gone into the pile. I want something that counts. So what I did is, there were 30 staff members at this office. What I did was, I bought little $5 coffee gift cards. Or I bought $5 Bath and Body Works shower gels or soaps, perfume soaps. And I put them all in a basket. I threw a bunch of candy in the basket. I put a big, huge bow. And then everybody got to take something home. And I was able to do something that kind of stood out than one of these typical baskets. I know there's a lot of companies that make money on gift baskets. And gift baskets are nice because there's a lot of goodies in them. But you also have to understand who you're giving the gift to. If somebody's getting all this stuff, you know, how do you make your gift stand out? So I think that always works. And sometimes you don't have to necessarily give a gift. You might say, look, you know, like, let's say your friend says no gifts. Let's just not do gifts. Say, but you know what? I'd like to get something for your staff. And sometimes they like that because the staff get happy. So basket of gift cards works. Let's say it's a bunch of people that don't drink coffee or don't like soaps. What about tools? You could go to a hardware store. Make an awesome basket of hammers, nuts, bolts, screwdrivers. And, all right, everybody could take one for the house, for home. Everybody always needs an extra hammer. Or batteries. Or, you know, everybody needs batteries. Why not? Yep. In terms of relatives under $20, you know, I probably have to change this article, because now with inflation, I don't think you're going to be able to do this for under $20. But as I said before, you have a family member who's a chef, get a cookbook. Or get like a little pot, get some cooking utensils, put some spices in it, a tool, decorate it. You now have a really cool basket. And you can do that for under $20 for the gardener. Grab packets of seeds, put a small bag of soil, have a little pot, decorative filler, wrap it in some cellophane, put a bow on it. Now you got a really cool, even if you just have a pot and you throw all the goodies in the pot, and then you wrap it with a ribbon. Pretty good gift. For the auto enthusiasts, some turtle wax, cloth, air freshener. For coffee drinkers, you could get two mugs. Everybody needs extra mugs in their house. Couple mugs. Put a rich coffee bag in there. Add some sweets. Some cute spoons. Or mixers. Maybe some biscotti. You could do that for about $20, $25. Tea drinker. There's always somebody in the family who's into teas. So get them a potpourri, a whole bunch of different teas. Again, a real nice tea mug, one of those cool ones. You could get a really cool-looking tea mug for $5. A whole bunch of different teas you put in there. Some sweets, wrap it up with a bow. Can't go wrong with gift cards. What I like about gift cards is it's the gift that keeps on giving. You end up, when somebody gets a gift card, they don't necessarily use it right away. So they can have it 5 months down the line, and you make sure your name's on it. So they go, oh, this is what Aunt Dolly gave. Yay, very cool. Books. If there's a book, you know, they're like, if they're into books, books are great. Great price point, adds longevity. For those of you, you know I have books. I got a lot of books out there. Want to teach somebody Spanish? You got somebody in the medical field that wants to learn some Spanish? I got a Spanish book for you. You want to teach somebody how to kind of, you know, deal with weight and their dopamine? I got a good dopamine book out there. So, you know, go to my website at drdahlia.com. Got some books out there, fantasy football. You got a football enthusiast who really hasn't played fantasy football and doesn't know much about it? Get them the fantasy football book. Not to push that, but those are cheap and they're under $20. Bottle of wine, goblets, candles. I like buying candles. People can always use candles. It's a great gift. They smell good. People always can use them. Pedicure gift cards for those people that need pedicures. Some of us have family members who are pet lovers. So you could get a how-to book, have pet toys, treats for the pet. That's not bad. Because one thing that makes an owner happy is that their pet loves them and is happy. So when that owner gives that pet a gift, they like it. I think blankets are fantastic, fantastic gifts. And there's a lot of throw blankets, cuddly blankets. Everybody needs an extra blanket. And so you could definitely go far with that. You could even get them embossed if you want to make it fun. But blankets, throw blankets, pretty easy to do. Now, what do you do when you have other individuals that aren't family that you really should be grateful to? Your sanitation team, the security guard, postal workers. So sometimes a stocking of goodies works. You can do a phone case, put some treats, put some sunscreen in it. For $10, you can make a really cool stocking and hand it to your, like I said, postal workers, sanitation team, security guard. If you know they're Dallas fans, if you get to know them and you know they're Dallas Cowboy fans or Eagles fans or whatever, you can get them a scarf or a sports team hat. Cool car accessories are always cool. Sometimes a box of treats and even a gift card. They don't really get a lot of gifts. So even if you're like, but do I really want to give them a $10 gift card? You could get away with that with like the coffee cards and things like that, those coffee houses or Dunkin' Donuts. So I think it's now called Dunkin'. Trust me, they'll still love it. So, you know, I don't like just spending money, you know, on that's going to be wasted. I don't like the idea of, okay, everybody has to give gifts, and it's all expected. So if you don't give something, and a lot of people look at it as this is kind of a waste of money. When you give a gift, you want to give a gift because it's not mandated. That it's not required. You want to give a gift because you want to show gratitude. You want to show love. So put some thought into it. And I understand. Listen, I feel the stress too. I've already spent a lot of money. And I never finished Christmas shopping last year. So I'm really in deep because there were people I didn't give gifts to last year. And I really need to step it up. So it is. It's frustrating. But you could be creative, and sometimes the more creative, the better the gift. You make one of those little baskets I told you. It's not that hard to do. You don't have to have any creativity. You don't have to have any skill with cellophane or whatever. Just get a bow, wrap it up. It'll look cool. Trust me. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was an article talking about healthcare that if we wanted to make healthcare less expensive, make it more expensive. I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? Oh, hell no. No, I do not want to make healthcare more expensive. And fascinatingly, they were kind of making an argument that if you make healthcare more expensive, it's going to end up helping the patients in the long run. Now, some of you are probably thinking, say what? They say the CDC, this is actually being written by The Hill. Between 2000 and 2021, annual spending on healthcare in the U.S. tripled. Yet most people still say that they are not getting enough of it. So they say to make healthcare more cost-effective in the long run, make it more expensive. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is the 900-pound gorilla in the pricing game, they said. To make it seem as though we were making progress on lowering costs, they reduced the reimbursement rates for specific codes to force providers to work more cheaply. Private insurance has followed suit. The most recent physician fee schedule will lower rates for doctors and hospitals by 3.34% next year. Upcoming changes to pharmacy charges related to Medicare Part D have already had an impact on pharmacy closures and staffing shortages. So they are going at the angle of you're reimbursing doctors less, you're reimbursing pharmacies less. That's going to translate into staff not getting paid, and then staff is not going to come in. They're not going to do the job. And they have a point. They have a point with that. In more than 150 rural hospitals nationwide, closed, more than 150 closed between 2004 and 2019. Research showed that when two hospitals in the same state merged, prices increased by 7.9%, or 7 to 9%. Hospitals without a competitor within 15 miles had rates that were 12% higher. Higher rates meant that more independent hospitals have a chance to survive, providing communities with more access, choice, and savings. Now, they are saying that higher reimbursement rates can directly translate into better quality care. When healthcare providers are adequately compensated, they have more resources to invest in patient care. This includes spending more time with each patient, investing in the latest medical technologies, adopting innovative treatment models. Better care often means more accurate diagnoses, more effective treatments, and faster recoveries. So does it? I'm a doctor. You guys are probably wondering, if I got paid more, would I be a better doctor? It's an honest question. So, well, let's be honest, okay? When I had my own practice, and I would buy supplies for my patients, and I would buy tests, and I would buy vaccines, there was a price point. And in order for me to purchase all that, I would hope that there would be a little bit of profit. I don't have to make a lot of profit. I just don't want to lose money. Now, I'm going to be as good a doctor as I can to any patient, whether I have 5 minutes allowed with them or whether I have 20, 30 minutes. I want all patients to like me. And I want to save everybody's life. And thank God I haven't had one lawsuit. So I've done, you know, fairly well in terms of not messing up on anybody. But when I saw that I was taking a loss on flu shots, and Medicare only paid me 12 to 13 cents per flu shot, and it cost me way more to buy the shot, administer it, buy the needles, syringes, pay the staff to give them, what did I do? I stopped buying the flu shots. Now, that doesn't make me a bad doctor. It's just I was forced to offer less services because I can't be taking a loss. And so I said, sorry, I don't have flu shots. You're going to have to go to the pharmacy across the street. Now, no harm, no foul. They had to go to the pharmacy anyway to fill their prescriptions, but that was one less service I provided. Yeah, if I'm taking a loss because Medicare's paying me less, I'm not talking about breaking even. I'm talking about 12 cents a shot. That's a huge loss per flu shot. I don't have time. I don't have the money. I don't have the staff to be losing money on things. Now, mind you, you do lose money. You do a lot of stuff for free. When you see a patient and insurance only pays you on 2 out of every 5 claims, you are already calculating in there that you're losing money. That you're having a patient that's taking up so much time that you can't see walk-ins, you lose money every day. But if there's stuff I could control, you know, yeah. So that to me was, you know, not, I guess, my highest moment in medicine. I stopped carrying something because I was losing money on it. What happens when Obamacare deductibles skyrocketed and people started having $10,000 deductibles? And so when they wouldn't pay their bill and insurance wouldn't pay, saying, well, the patient owes the $100 or they owe the $50, what did I do? Well, I could only do so much. I mortgaged the house. I mean, we emptied our bank account to pay the staff. Money wasn't coming in. I left. I had to. I got offered a job to teach. I probably could have lasted maybe another year or two. Thank God I did leave because COVID would have really demolished because nobody was paying bills and nobody was coming to work during COVID. So that would have been, you know, it was good I left, but I wasn't there to give care. The money was so bad and there was no money coming in because if you have a deductible, insurance won't pay till you meet that deductible and patients weren't paying their bills. It was the depression or the recession, which was close to a depression. So I left. So they make a point. If doctors aren't getting paid, they can't be there. They can't pay. I mean, I went through my whole savings to pay my staff, waiting for an insurance company to say that the patient finally met their deductible, and patients were not paying their bills. So many patients saw me for free. And, it's nice to see people for free, but you just can't do it. Now, on the flip side, if somebody is busy and they're making an extra $5, do they really notice it? We've seen wages go up and people still think they're underpaid. How much more do you have to pay a medical worker or a healthcare worker to make them feel like they're really making good money? The more you give, the more people eventually get used to it because inflation's going up. A $19 salad now requires you to have a higher wage. So increasing wages, you know, can help. But on the other end, I don't know how much of it will help in the long run. And so making healthcare more expensive, you know, now, on the other end, somebody could make an argument, say, look, people are getting so much free healthcare that they're going for every little thing, and people who are really sick can't get seen. Well, then just put some skin in the game. There's no free health care. Everybody has to spend at least $5. Start putting a little bit of skin in the game. And then maybe that'll weed out some of the BS calls. There's a lot of people saying, you know what? I'm going on a trip. I want an antibiotic just in case. Let me call telemedicine and just get some antibiotics just in case. And you see these people clogging up the line. Meanwhile, you have other people that are short of breath. There are other people that are sick and they can't get into the urgent care because the urgent care is slammed. So sometimes when you make things, when people actually have some out-of-pocket costs, yeah, that might actually increase access for people. But, you know, it's an interesting article. I just don't know how we're going to fix healthcare because we have more people who need healthcare than people who could deliver it. And we don't have a lot of people putting money into the system. We don't have that many taxpayers to cover the people who aren't paying taxes and working. It's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.